doings coming up in Hartford for the next few days. NCAA Round 1 March Madness. And joining us right now, friend of the program here, Chip McCabe, Director of Marketing, Hartford Business Improvement District. Chip, good morning. We raised the curtain today on an NCAA doubleheader at the Excel Center. How has all the planning and execution gone so far?
Well, good morning. The planning and execution it's been planned and executed. We're ready to rock.
are all the sessions sold out? I heard it's close.
Yeah, I believe the last I heard is there may be some tickets available, some leftovers that maybe some of the teams didn't completely use up.
Got it, yeah.
It's going to be really, really close. I think we're talking like less than 100 tickets per session. So if you want them, get them now.
Wow. Interesting. So along with the actual games, the folks are following March Madness, of course, and the actual games, what is going on in and around the city and around the Excel Center in this first weekend of the NCAAs?
Well, the big stuff is what we're calling the party on Pratt Street. We are closing down Pratt Street to vehicles Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Today's the big day. We're going to have 6 live music acts. Comcast has set up a viewing room right on the street. There'll be 75-inch TVs in the windows of 64 Pratt, which was the old Lachbond space, and you'll be able to watch all of the games right on the street. And then, of course, we have a pop-up brew pub featuring Hooker, Hanging Hills, Hog River, City Steam, and Harvard Flavor Company. So it's going to be a great time, and we're going to have a lot of fun on Pratt Street.
Chip, is there a ballpark figure? What's the projection as to the economic impact to Hartford of this weekend? What are you folks looking at? What do you think?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, they're expecting anywhere up to 20,000 people to be in the city today, just today alone, and that includes Saturday as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're talking, I had read numbers anywhere from 7 to 10 million. I've read numbers that are higher. I mean, it's going to be a very nice economic impact regardless of what the number is.
Interesting. And again, this is the kind of thing that, you know, Chip, I know that the condition, the state of the Excel Center, that's kind of been in the news. Gino Auriemma made his thoughts apparent about that the other day. But again, this is the kind of thing that puts it up forefront and allows people to take a look at, you know, what is still viable in Hartford with the Excel Center and puts the whole thing in perspective.
Absolutely. And, you know, when the city had this tournament 20-something years ago, we know that we didn't put our best foot forward, and we're ready to do that this weekend, and we're ready to tell the NCAA tournament and other tournaments and things like that Hartford is a viable option to be a host city.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Very nice.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
Nothing like it. Boy, it's what a weekend it's going to be. Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? Hartford's location, too, Chip. I mean, equidistant between New York and Boston. We have an airport. There's improved rail service. So, you know, that's got to help you as well, too.
Well, and speaking of the rail service, they're doing extended rail service on the new CT rail line. Mm-hmm. They are beefing up the CT Dash and their bus services. So, getting in and out of the city, CT Transit's done a great job of making it easier for everybody this weekend.
Which is great. Now, the only thing that's missing from this weekend, I'm trying to get Brad Davis to fill out his brackets. And for some reason, Brad just wants to sit back and enjoy the game. Have you filled out your bracket yet, Chip? Did you do it in time?
I always wait for the first four.
The first four. Yes.
Well, that's the tip. Yeah, the first four. Right.
Yeah. Well, technically, I guess people don't consider, if you're a real hardcore bracket guy, the first four, you're like, nah, let's get that out of there. Hey, Chip, listen, great to hear from you again. Good luck this weekend. And you know what? Get back to us maybe next week or so or the week after and give us some final numbers on this. We'd appreciate it.
Will do. Thank you.
Thanks, Chip. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a great time.
Yeah. Big weekend for Hartford here.
You know, the Irish are here too.
One of the first round side.